Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, 9:21:21, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, first day of autumn 2021. Now, if you listen to those, well, there's so many nice meteorologists on television. You know, I love Ben Gelber in Columbus. Now, they will all tell you that tomorrow is the first day of autumn. I believe it's today. I'm going to stick with the 21st of the month. But regardless, in the next 24 hours, autumn will come. And by the way, tomorrow you are going to know autumn will come because you're probably going to kick on the heat in your house for the first time since, I'm going to say May. And you're probably going to have the heat on in your car in the morning for the first time since May, because apparently we are supposed to get one whopper of a storm tonight that's going to cause a weather change of about 20 degrees, close to a high of 80 today and around 60 tomorrow. Now, 60 being the high, so we'll talk about that tomorrow morning when I'm in here, maybe under a blanket tomorrow morning. Now, that's all we're going to do with autumn, because I have this conversation four times a year because they always move these things around, so I'm just going to leave that where it is right now. I want to take a moment here this morning to talk about, and we're going to give away some tickets to the Wild, so don't go anywhere. We've got some questions, and that's been a lot of fun, and I know the people. I want to thank the people over at Wilson Bohannon for listening to us now. I hear we're on in the office. I don't know how many people are on in the office, or how many people were reaching in that office, but I do know we had two very nice ladies call yesterday, and I believe a gentleman won some tickets last week. So we appreciate being on in the Wilson Bohannon office here in Marion, and hopefully there's a wide array of people in that particular office. Also want to say hello to our, you know, this is, we used to be on, and I cannot think of the doctor's name. But I ran into a lady one time at the grocery store who said she worked for a doctor in town, and she told me who the doctor was, but said that we were on in their office on the radio, but a lot of times they can't call in because they're busy, you know, helping people. And I wonder if that office is still out there listening. You know, if you are still out there listening and your doctor doesn't mind you telling us who he is, we'd love to know. We love to know that sort of thing. Like we're on in the transit buses. Hope everybody out there in the Marion transit buses is listening this morning, especially the South Bus with our friend Sarah. Although I haven't heard from Sarah for quite a while, and I'm going to get into that in just a second as well when I start talking about the Geraldo Journal, but we'll get into that in a second. So if you are listening at a place of business, and even if you don't want a prize, let us know where you're listening. I like to know where people are listening, and we can say hello to you in the morning like we do with the transit buses and the people over at Wilson Bohannon now. And that doctor's office, I wish I could remember. You know, I want to say it was Dr. Oh, see, I'm going to get this wrong. I want to say it was Dr. Shaw. Now, the people in Dr. Shaw's office are probably thinking, well, nobody listens over here. But I know it was a doctor's office in town. So, and also, our friend out there in listener land, hold on. I'll get his name here in a second. It just went right out of my head. But he listens a lot. Now, I know he listens at work. And we also have a friend out there who goes out to the parking lot, I believe at Whirlpool, and listens. So people are listening at work, and we always appreciate that and thank them. And if they ever want to let us know where they're listening from, please feel free to do that. Plus, you listening from home, we care about you as well. I ran into a great lady yesterday. I know an avid listener, she and her husband, and they say every morning they go out on the porch and they have their tea and their coffee and they listen to this show. I cannot thank them enough. And although I don't know if they're going to be able to go out on the porch tomorrow morning and have tea and coffee, it's going to be cold and rainy. Also, I know our friend who calls in every so often. We love to hear his voice. You know, I've never known his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He calls in and he gives his opinion on things, and I always enjoy hearing from him. He's usually with his wife. I believe he's a gentleman in his mid-80s who likes to go fishing. Worked, I believe, at Honda at one point, he said. So we always enjoy hearing from him. And then our friend who used to tell us she was a gourmet cook all the time. I don't know what's happened to this woman. She called almost every morning for the longest period of time, and I think sometime back in April was the last time we heard from her. And if anybody ever knew who that was, I don't know what her name was. I don't know what her phone number was. I just hope she's okay. Maybe she tuned away when we were having some technical difficulties, and if you know who that was, let her know, and let her know we're back here, and tune us in. Okay, so there's roll call for the morning. If you want to talk about anything, give us a buzz. First day of autumn here. What Dr. Gingrich had to say in hour number one, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and also we want to say hello to our pinheads in Boston, who allegedly listen. Now, see, this is what I'm going to get into really quick here with the Geraldo Journal as we do our daily entry. Now, last Friday, they called in, they were all gung-ho, and Monday morning was going to be the big morning that they were going to call the Geraldo Show on WTAM in Cleveland, and they were going to wage a Twitter affront and emails and phone calls and so on and so forth to get Geraldo on this show now what we're billing Talkmania. Did not hear from these people yesterday, so I don't know if they chickened out. I don't know if they couldn't get a hold of Geraldo. We really don't know what happened. But if our Boston crowd is out there listening, hello to them. So, let's get into the Geraldo Journal very quickly here. Okay. Now, just here's the deal. The Geraldo Journal is our quest to have Geraldo Rivera on this show, and then have me on his show. Him on my show, me on his show, real Ohio talk show diplomacy. We're both on at the same time from 9 to 10 in the morning. I start at 8. I start a little earlier than him. He has to sleep in. You know, he's a little older. But we're on right now against each other. And I thought it would be very diplomatic if I invited him down here on my show, and then I went up the next day and guested on his show. You know, real diplomacy in a time that we don't have diplomacy. Plus, I've never had Geraldo on the show. I've never met Geraldo. You know, this is where we are. But I get the feeling that people, I know some people have called and some people have emailed, but I really don't know to what degree. And I don't know what the responses have been. Now, I know a few, but I don't know many. So I think we're kind of waning here with the Geraldo Journal. I don't know if we're going to get this done. I thought we would have heard something by day four, because today is day four. Now, just to recap a little bit here, well, first of all, let me open up the old Geraldo Journal spot here this morning, if I can find it. We're going to open up the old Geraldo Journal here and see where we are as of today, see if there's anything new to report. But here is the description of the Geraldo Journal, so stick with this. I'll be back in just about a minute. Don't go anywhere for love nor money.
This is your announcer, Buck I Got. Geraldo Rivera is a legendary broadcast journalist who has opened Al Capone's vaults on TV, gotten his nose broken while hosting a talk show. He has argued with just about every host on Fox News. Now fellow broadcaster Scott Spears has set his sights on interviewing this legendary broadcast figure. Scott has interviewed broadcast talk show giants such as Phil Donahue, Sal and Jesse Raphael, Jerry Springer, Dick Cavett, Cousin Brucey, Gary Eubanks, Dr. Ruth, Hugh Downs, Sam Donaldson, David Hartman, Dr. Demento, Charles Grodin, and the legendary Willard Scott and Larry King. Now Scott has set his sights on interviewing the one and only Geraldo Rivera. The diary of this quest to have Geraldo appear on Scott's show will be kept in a sacred book we call the Geraldo Journal. Years from now, historians will examine the Geraldo Journal with a fine-tooth comb, much like the diaries and writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and JFK. Once completed, the Geraldo Journal will be taken on a tour of all 50 states for parents to bring their children and view with a sense of awe. The Geraldo Journal will one day be put on a permanent display in the Smithsonian with a transcribed copy available for the Library of Congress. Will Geraldo appear on Scott's show or won't he? This is really the question of our time. Buckle up, brace yourself, call all your relatives, put the phone on mute, because this is the time of America's favorite ongoing talk show host and drama, the Geraldo Journal. Unbelievable!
It really is unbelievable, Buckeye Guy, and here we go. Here's today's installment of the Geraldo Journal, as it were. Now, last Thursday, September 16th, I laid out how we could get Geraldo on this show. I gave the public number, which is on the website, of WTAM up in Cleveland, 216-578-1100, and a listener got the email of the producer of Geraldo's show up in Cleveland, rob@wtam.com, rob@wtam.com, 1B. So that was how it all started on Thursday. Then on Friday, we did not hear from Geraldo. The Boston Pinheads got involved, but nothing was done. They were just put on hold listening to Geraldo's show, I guess. And then we called legendary prophetess Opal Covey. And Opal said that Geraldo is not qualified to be on this show. And she doesn't think he will ever be on my show. Which the way things are going, that could be right at this point. I don't want to disagree with Opal. But she thought that there was the possibility of me going on Geraldo's show because I'm pure and Geraldo's not. She also gave us a little prediction on the mayoral race up in Toledo. Wade is going to win. Now, here's something odd that happened on Friday, though, the 17th. One of our listeners did call WTAM, and apparently they talked to one of the intern, I don't know who's answering the phone, but they said, you know, Geraldo needs to appear on the Scott Spears show in Marion. And the person answering the phone at WTAM said, and I quoted this, I wrote this down, why would you want Geraldo on your show? Now see, this is the station Geraldo works at in Cleveland. Why would you want Geraldo on your show? That was their response at his station. You know, if somebody called here and wanted me to be on their show, which again, that's highly unlikely, but if they said, if the answer was, why would you want Scott on your show, you know, heads would roll. So that was Friday. Now, yesterday, I thought there was going to be all this action because of the Boston People's Proclamation on Friday. And yesterday, the 20th, it was kind of a weekday. All we had was, did not hear from Geraldo. If Geraldo does appear, now we have come up with a name for this, it will be called Talk Mania. It will be a big event. It'll be gigantic. Talk Mania. It'll be unbelievable, in the words of Buckeye Guy. So that was the entry yesterday. Did not hear from Geraldo, and if Geraldo does appear, it will be Talk Mania. So, does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Geraldo Journal today? As today's journal will be day four, first day of autumn, 9/21/21. All right, does anybody have anything to add to the Geraldo Journal today? Because if anybody's got any information, let me know. Has anybody emailed rob@wtam.com? Has anybody heard back from Rob? Does Rob even show up to work? Has anybody called the station up there? What are they saying? You know, if they get, you know, 10 of these calls, you would think they would start saying, oh, something's going on. We need to get Geraldo on this show down there. Because as I've always said, there are two things to know about Geraldo. Number one, he's a legendary broadcaster. Number two, he's crazy. That's all you got to know. Right there. Two things, that's all you have to know. So are there any updates on this morning? And I'll tell you, here's what I'm getting a lot of as this goes on and on and on. I'm getting a lot of, I don't like Geraldo. Now, I understand that. I understand there are a lot of people who do not like Geraldo. I'm not even sure I'll like Geraldo, to be honest with you. I'll have to meet him and let you know and get him on the show, and then we'll find out if we like him or dislike him. But, you know, everybody is likable and unlikable. We don't know if he's really likable or not. This is not so much about him being likable. This is about him appearing on this show for us to find out what he's really all about. You know, do a dissecting interview and create radio diplomacy in Ohio. That's what we're really all about with this. So I'm getting a lot of that. And then I'm also getting a lot of, I haven't had time to call. I haven't had time to email. So that's why our journal here, it remains blank. Because we don't have people, I think, getting in the spirit of the Geraldo journal at this particular point in time. So, that all being said, you know, I thought people like our bus driver, Sarah, she would be all over this. You know, she likes John Mellencamp and what is it he lives on? Commune? Somewhere? Overseas? You know, Geraldo's not in a commune, but interesting nonetheless. Okay. So, any information on the Geraldo Journal before I close this up today? 740-383-9944. Any information at all? See, this is about how it's going at this point. We have no information. Wonder what Geraldo's talking about on his show this morning. You know, he's on right now on WTAM. But we can't pick that up in Marion, which I really don't understand because they said it was 50,000 watts. We should be able to pick that up here, but it's not happening. Okay. Oh, there is something I did want to do this morning in regard to the old Geraldo Journal. Because I don't know if he is going to appear here at this point, but I wanted to give you a simulation as to what it would be like if Geraldo did appear on this show. Because maybe that will entice you to call, email, so on and so forth, to get Geraldo on this show. So I want to give you a little taste. This is about 2 minutes. This is what it would be like if Geraldo appeared on this show. This is what I imagine it would be like. So, batten down the hatches, get ready. This is what an interview with Geraldo might sound like on this station if we're able to make it happen. So, here we go. That familiar theme song.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How
heart.
Silly this
right.
guy
you're
is.
Stabbing this cheap guy, shot.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
stop attacking me,
the police thing.
Address the issue. Do you have the guts to address the issue?
All right, Geraldo, thanks for coming on.
Now, that right there is, now see, that's a simulation. That is what it would be like if Geraldo appeared on this show. Because we all know Geraldo's nuts. That's all we know. And we know he likes to fight. You know, if you go back and you look at his talk show and 2020 and Fox News, which he's still on, he likes to fight. He likes to fight. And he likes to tweet now, too. He's constantly tweeting. So I know he has the time to come on this show. It's just a matter of when it will happen. So, today, everybody get out their Geraldo journals. Today, not much of an entry. Did not hear from Geraldo. Well, it's bleak. And we will just put a side note here that we let our audience hear a, what would you call it? A practice run. A practice run of what interview would sound like. So that's pretty much what it is. That's today's Geraldo log for September 21st, 2021. Did not hear from Geraldo. Now that's I'm writing that with perfect spelling because I'm writing that a lot. Did not hear from Geraldo. We let our audience hear a practice run of what the interview would sound like. So there you go. We'll close up the old Geraldo journal for today. Does anybody have any information to add to this at this point? I'll take anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Day 4 of the Geraldo journal gone by the wayside here at WWGH Radio. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm aware that Geraldo is a pretty big thing, but, I mean, considering his career, he's been on both sides, he's been a conservative, he's been a liberal, so I'm like, I guess it would be important to you if he showed up on the show, but...
Oh, no, I don't care if he shows up.
I mean, I don't know... to be honest, what this journal is all about.
Well, what the journal is all about, I'll fill you in. Here's the question I get asked most often when I go out in public is, how do you get the guests that you get? And the truth is, different ways. Every guest has gotten a different way. And then I looked at the people who've been on, Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse, Jerry Springer, Larry King. You know, we've had Dick Cavett. We've had all the great talk show people of our time on. And then I noticed that Geraldo is now here in Ohio, up in Cleveland, doing a radio show on WTAM. So he's in the business that I'm in, and he's also in Ohio, and yet he's the one we've never had on the show. And I look at society. You know, politicians are fighting. People are fighting about the pandemic. People are fighting about what's going on overseas. So I thought I would do some real radio diplomacy because Geraldo's on right now. We're competitors, but I don't care. I want to be friendly. So I am offering Geraldo a guestship on this program, and in return, hopefully he would offer me a chance to come on his show, and then we could show the world, really, that people can get along who happen to be competitors. And we're journaling that progress because the way I want to obtain this interview, I don't want to call them. I want the listeners to do the work. Because then they're part of the diplomatic process, like voting in an election.
Well, okay. It's interesting, I guess, to have competition all the way in Cleveland, I suppose. But, I mean, and getting along with somebody out of Cleveland. But don't you have competitors here in Marion?
Not that I'm aware of.
Save one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody on directly during... I'm talking about people who host a show. I don't know of anybody who's on, who actually is based in Ohio. You know, Geraldo's based in Ohio. I don't know of anybody on here locally who's on the same time I am doing a talk show. You know, I don't care about DJs. DJs, that's a whole different thing. That's music. I'm talking about talk. The only other talk station in Marion's 1490, and they're all national in the morning now.
Yeah, they haven't really amounted to much ever since, who retired? It wasn't Charlie Everett, but somebody else. Jeff Ruth retired. Yeah, he was the one that ran radio.
Right, and he and I had good radio diplomacy because Jeff and I were on against each other for many, many years, and I liked Jeff. I worked with Jeff. I started at WMRN years ago. I used to fill in for Jeff. So he and I had radio diplomacy, but I've never met Geraldo. I don't know that we would have radio diplomacy, but we'll find out.
Well, it's ambitious to say the least, I guess. I mean,
you're a talker.
I mean, he's been national. He's been on television.
Right. So have you called Geraldo on our behalf just to say you need, you know, take pride in Marion and say you need to come on that show?
I just heard about it this morning when I turned on the radio this morning and heard you talking about it. I of course, have never called. I didn't even know that this radio station even existed. Well, let me take that back. WTAM, is that what you said?
WTAM.
Okay. Well, I didn't even know that radio station had existed before I listened to you like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
So, no, I wouldn't have called it.
So think about this. I'm giving them publicity. Also, you know, they should be happy for that, that I'm promoting the Geraldo show that nobody knows about up there in Cleveland. And I've given their number's on the website. It's not like I'm giving away Pentagon secrets. So, you know, I'll give the number here again for you and maybe people who tuned in late. It's area code 216-578-1100. So I'll tell you, yeah, call up there right now and tell them, you know, basically that Geraldo needs to do my show and we're doing a journal here and see what kind of response you get.
Oh, I guess I can do that.
And then you can call us back and let us know.
578-1100, huh?
Yep, there you go. 216 area code.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what happens.
Thank you. Yep. Now, see, there you go. That's all you need. That's all we're doing here. And who knows? Maybe those people up there are getting angry. They might be. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. You know, at this point, I would even take angry. I would write down in my little journal that the people at WTAM are getting angry. But you know what? As the last caller just said, nobody had ever heard of WTAM until we started talking about them here. And I don't think anybody even knew Geraldo was doing a show up in Cleveland. Now, maybe we've got him some listeners through this process. Anybody else have anything else to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody heard back from Rob, the producer of this show, whose email was given out? He gave it out. Has anybody called the station and got any kind of an answer? Do we know where this is at this point? You know, Geraldo was thinking about running for senator of Ohio. Did you know that? Earlier this year, Geraldo was thinking about running for senator, the Rob Portman seat. Now, can you imagine that? Geraldo could have been your senator. He backed out. I really don't know what that's all about. But, okay. Let's get on to the Wilds tickets here. Okay, we got to have some trivia. Okay, we're getting a call. Oh, maybe this is Geraldo. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer of fellow talk show hosts. I have an update for you on the mustached one.
All right, update. Let me get the journal out. Do you have your own journal at home?
I just called.
Well, do you have your own journal?
Well, no, I'm just using your journal. My handwriting is illegible.
Okay, let's go. What? Take us through the whole thing.
And I believe my call recorder recorded it. I called the station.
Oh, we can't even hear it.
It rang about, well, I just called the number you gave me, the Cleveland number. It rang about 10 times. A gentleman answered. He sounded very polite. And I said, I'm Adam from Columbus. And he said, what do you want to talk about? And I told him. And then the line went dead for 10 seconds, and he hung up. I think that he's getting a lot of calls, and he thinks the whole thing is a joke. I don't know. Has Geraldo had Dick Cavett on multiple times? Did he give the last audio interview to Phyllis Schlafly? Is he a personal friend of Phil Donahue and the late Ed Asner?
Well, see, and
I don't understand why he wouldn't want to be on with you. I think he could actually learn something.
You're bringing up a good point here, Adam. This is not a joke. A lot of people think this is a joke.
Yeah, he thinks it is. I understand Marion is not as big as Cleveland. We don't have 50,000 watts, although people broadcast online, so that's probably become more important because you can listen to this station anywhere. But if you would just do a little research and realize whom you've spoken with, this is not unreasonable.
Hey, Adam.
Dick Cavett, he's certainly on par with Geraldo. In fact, I would actually put him ahead of Geraldo.
Well, Phil Donahue is the king.
Definitely. Has he been to Phil Donahue's residence in New York City?
Well, here's what I want you to do, Adam. If you could do a favor for me before our next 20 minutes is up so you can report back. Call back up there. And just let them know, say, hey, I understand you think this is a joke.
They're gonna hang up on me again.
No.
I've tried, Scott, believe me. And obviously he's gotten many calls. I think the people in Boston are...
Right, but I just rang.
I thought it'd be busy. I mean, I was all ready to talk to him, and then the line went dead.
Right, but here's
they think it's a joke.
Right, and this is what we've got to fix. I want you just to, all you got to do is call one more time and just say, listen, I really want you to know this is not a joke, and here is...
You want me to try a conference call, just patch the number in while we're on the phone?
Well, but I want you to let him know we have nothing but admiration for Geraldo here.
Well, I like Geraldo. I like that he tells it like it is. I don't always agree with him. He is, you know, he's out there.
Yeah.
But he's very intelligent.
But tell him we're doing a journal.
A station in Ohio.
We're doing a journal every day. We're not a zoo program. We're not trying to make fun.
That's what they think. If they would just do a little bit of research. What about I do a conference call? I can
go right ahead, Adam. Go. Okay. Quickly.
Hold on, okay?
Yeah, now we're getting to the bottom of this. They might think it's a joke. This is not a joke. This is serious. We want Geraldo to sit in this studio. I want to go up to Cleveland and be on the Geraldo show. You know, we're not trying to cause problems for this radio station in Cleveland. We want radio diplomacy. That's all we want. And maybe Adam can explain this to the folks. Maybe they are getting barraged with calls. Who knows? But, you know, as I said, it's the diplomatic. It's the diplomatic thing to do. We're just extending an invitation long term. Now, see, I don't know if Adam got the number dialed. Because we seem to be on hold with Adam. And one of our other people are calling this morning as well. Well, we got disconnected. Okay. So there that went. But if anybody else has another report, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Well, I better write this in the journal because I want to write this in big letters. This is not a joke. All right. Go ahead.
Scott, I'm not sure if you heard it. We can't patch you in until they answer the phone. It only rang about 5 times. But you heard me talk to the guy. He answered. And sounded nice. I said, it's Adam from Columbus again. And then the line just goes dead. He obviously isn't taking us seriously.
So he thinks
and
this is a joke.
I can't let you know how much we admire Geraldo. You don't have to agree with him. We admire his tenacity. He's a man who speaks his mind, and he's very smart, very well spoken.
So basically when you call, what they're doing is they're patching you, like if you wanted to be on Geraldo.
Yeah, he said, what's your name and what did you want to talk about? You heard the call, right?
No, it disconnected.
I can patch you in.
Yeah, that's you should try to get on Geraldo then.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind speaking with him just as Adam, but I you're the better talk show host.
Well, I don't know. You know, are they even giving him the messages? Now, see, that's my point, because this is not a joke.
This guy's job is to screen the calls, and he gets a lot of pranks. He thinks it's a joke. Well, I'm sorry, he thinks it's a joke. You know what? They're a joke if they won't take you seriously.
Adam, maybe you need to email this guy and listen, I've called twice. I got hung up on. It's not a joke.
Yeah, well, I told him. I mean, I called. I can send you the recording. I'm going to send you both. I think it recorded. I'm going to send you both of them.
Okay, but
hopefully it went over the air, because once he answers, I can patch you in, and then the line, both lines went dead. But
well, hopefully
I can't make them have you on. But
I think
even Geraldo would be a great that would be a great program, one for the ages for sure.
Right, but maybe today you could sit down and email this Rob and just explain to him in the email that it's not a joke.
Let me see if I have the recording. I'm gonna send them to you on Facebook and just listen to them. It's not really that exciting.
But we'll see what happens.
Okay, Scott. Well, I certainly tried. And
I do. I appreciate that.
You have to be persistent. But again, it's upsetting to me that they think it's a joke. If you would just do a little research in the station, just pull up the website. Let's find the picture of Geraldo just hanging out, shooting the breeze with that Astor.
Right, and I think that's what maybe you need to email them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm very respectful. You know, I respect anybody in the business. Okay, well, I tried, Scott. Believe me, I tried.
Well, do
right away. It's like, I don't think anybody calls the show, because usually I have more busy signals calling you than I do calling...
Well, right, and I'm trying to help Geraldo.
Geraldo should want to have you on. It would help him.
Well, it would help him, and he needs help. So email Geraldo and see if... And tomorrow you can report back on if there's any response to the email.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that. I'm going to try to send you the recording.
All right, thanks, Adam.
You listen to them. See you later.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, there you go. See, now we've got a whole another sack of problems here. I'm not trying to make fun of Geraldo. I like Geraldo. Why would I want to make... I want him here. The last thing I'd want to do is tick him off and get him here all ticked off. So we put down in the journal, this is not a joke, and our callers are... getting hung up on when calling Geraldo. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what would you ask him even if he got him on here?
Oh, man, there's so much. Al Capone's vault, getting your nose broken on television, that crazy book he wrote where he revealed all this craziness in his life, being on Fox News now. He's a friend of President Trump, personal friend. He was on The Apprentice. Oh, man.
That is a lot of material.
We'd kill 2 hours like that. He knew John Lennon. He did an expose.
Wow.
Oh, yes. He was in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is the guy you want to have on.
Yeah, plus he's really feisty, and I feel like you kind of are too, so... It would be, if you guys got on something you didn't agree on.
Talkmania. It'd be Talkmania. That's what we're dubbing this as, Talkmania.
Yeah, that would be.
Now, I would think you would have been the first one to call.
Well, you see, Scott, I've been quarantining, taking care of sick family members.
Oh, no. How is everybody?
Sick.
Oh, boy. Are they getting better?
Yes.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. It's for all care. Never better.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, everyone's on the mend, but it's a process, not an event, so you know how it goes.
I do. You know, did you happen to hear Dr. Gingrich this morning?
I did not.
Well, hopefully this will all peak out in 2 weeks, and we'll all be okay.
It's all
going
to blow over like a fart in an elevator.
I hope. Now, see, but did you hear the simulation I played of what it would be like if Geraldo was on this show?
Yeah, but like you just said, it would be Talkmania.
Talkmania.
It would be, because he's so feisty, and like I said, you are too, I think, so it would be... It'd be a pretty good interview. It'd definitely be one you wouldn't want to miss.
No, and we'd do it live. And like I said, we could have the conversation here. He could drive 2 hours from Cleveland here one day. And then the next day, I would drive up there, and I would be on his little show, which apparently doesn't get the phone volume that my show gets. So, you know, I'm helping him out.
So at this point in time, do you think this is a possibility or a probability?
Well, I think it should happen. So I'm going to say probability because I'm a positive thinker. Although, we are in day four and I've heard nothing. That station has not called here. They have not emailed me. And I hope they don't think it's a joke because this really is not a joke.
And your pinheads, they're not coming through for you.
No, these pinheads. I mean, what a bunch of losers they turned out to be.
Yeah. Sad trombone.
Well, if you happen to call up there or email, fill me in.
Well, once I get done taking care of everybody here, I'll help you track him down.
All right. Hope everybody stays well.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Well, there. I wondered where Sarah had been, and certainly we extend our best wishes and speedy recovery to her family who's down with the COVID. That's the story a lot of people are going through right now, especially people who have kids in school. All right, 53 minutes past the hour. Okay, we've updated the Geraldo Journal today. This is not a joke, and our callers are getting hung up on when calling Geraldo. Now, what is that all about? We're not Howard Stern here. We're not trying to make any kind of fun at all. We're just trying to get Geraldo on the show. That's all. Any other reports this morning? 740-383-9944. Well, we're down to the final 6.5 minutes here. I'm trying to think of a good question. We've had a lot of fun with these questions in regard to where were things in Marion. Oh, here's one for you. What video store used to be in the Big Lots Plaza? Does anybody remember that video store? We've done a lot with video stores. Does anybody remember the store that used to be in the Big Lots Plaza here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Here's another one for you. Can anybody tell me? Now, we're talking 80s and 90s here. So remember that. We're not going back to the early, early days. You have to tell me there were two Krogers in Marion in the 80s and 90s. Where were they located? Now, you got to give me more than the street, because these two Krogers are still on the same street. So you've got to tell me exactly where they are located. You know, what's there now, or something of that nature, because the street has not changed. So where were the two Krogers in Marion before the locations they are located at now? 740-383-9944. So what was the video store in the Big Lots Plaza in the 80s and 90s? And where were the Krogers in Marion in the 80s and 90s prior to the locations that they are at now? Does anybody know the answers to those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, Adam is saying he emailed me something here from the Geraldo people. Let's see. Well, nothing yet. Adam, we have not got your email. So, we'll wait for that. I feel bad if these people think we're doing it as a prank. No, we want to write in this journal one day that Geraldo has accepted the appearance here on the show. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to our trivia questions? We'd love to get a winner here this morning. I'm even looking through my spam folder here, and I don't see anything from Adam. So we'll just have to wait that one out. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the Kroger stores were located before the locations they are now in Marion? And point number two is, what video store was out in the Big Lots Plaza? 740-383-9944. And our caller from earlier, we seem to we lost him. Now, Adam called and gave us a report on what went down with the Geraldo show up in Cleveland. But I don't know what happened with the first caller this morning. Hopefully it went well. And again, if you have anything to report, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody again that coming up today at 2 p.m., it's the Adam the Computer Guy show, and then at 4:10 p.m. today, it's Voice of a People with Linda Sims. You do not want to miss either one of those shows here on WWGH Radio. Well worth the listen. Adam at 2:15 and Linda Sims at 4:15. Good shows here on WWGH. All right, is anybody going to slide in today before we run out of time here? Got about 2 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you out there in listener land. And I guess today we will close up the old Geraldo Journal. And maybe day five tomorrow will spring something of great interest to somebody. Who knows? Does anybody have an answer to our trivia questions? We have a pair of tickets to the Wilds here. Right now, whoever would answer the trivia question would win the prize because we have nobody else entered in the contest. Where were the Kroger stores located before where they are now in Marion? That's the first question. And number two, what video store used to be located in the Big Lots Plaza? You know where the Big Lots Plaza is. Okay, I think we just got an email here from Adam. So maybe we'll try to play this. This might be a little difficult, but we'll give it a shot. Okay, how long is this once we get it up here? We'll see what we can do. Okay, this is about a minute long. Well, I guess maybe this is the way to end the show today. Okay, this is Adam calling the Geraldo show. Here you go. This is ringing. You think Adam would have ran this through the editor? Boy, they take a long time to answer up there in Cleveland.
WTA, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Adam. I'm from Columbus.
All right, and what do you want to talk about today?
I wanted to ask if Geraldo can be on with Scott Spears and Marion. It's a station that I'm one of the managers of. Other people have called. Scott's a great talk show host. He's had many famous people on. We'd love to have Geraldo on the show.
Well, apparently, well, there's the hang-up. Adam, I guess, was telling them about this, and it went right to the old hang-up. All right. There's that. Okay. Well, that's the show for today. Stay tuned for much more here on WWGH Radio. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This person said that. This person said that. Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that